I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on Radio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey from CBS FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And welcome to the Brooklyn Zone Podcast. This is episode number 41. This is a big deal. 41st episode. Crazy, right?
It's halfway to 80, Joe.
You know, this is weird because we're used to doing the podcast facing each other and in the studio, yeah, having maybe an ice cold Manhattan special or a couple of cannolis
or an electric cigar
my electric cigar. And now I'm in my basement. You're in your basement.
Louis in his basement. And it's crazy. It's a crazy thing right now, you know?
It's a little weird. But I got to say, I'll never get over looking at you in your basement because you have the Hall of Fame behind you. There's about 18 generations of Causeys on the wall behind Joe. He's
Frank
got
Sinatra.
Pictures going back to his great-great-great-grandmother's postman.
I'm old school.
There's thousands.
Yeah, I got Wayne Newton on one side, Sinatra on the other. My wife's right in the middle, you know. I got my feast saint from Brooklyn for that, you know. Everything's here.
I love it.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. What's going on with you? You been eating out, running around?
You know, we were. And then I kind of held back on it a little bit, to be honest. I mean, I don't want to rat any place out specifically. But if you drive down 3rd or 5th Avenue in Bay Ridge,
yeah,
man, it'll make you friggin' nauseous to see how many people they pack into each restaurant.
Are you serious? Hey, Lou, have you been? Lou's here with us too, our producer.
Yeah.
Lou, have you been to Brooklyn yet since this or no?
Not anywhere specific, no. Just to see my
really?
Mom. Nowhere to
oh,
go.
Okay.
No.
So, and she's down by like 18th Avenue, right?
Yeah. That's she's always messy over there.
So what's going on in Bay Ridge? How crazy is it over there?
I mean, my dad and I were in Brooklyn and we went to go. We wanted to see. And we might as well eat dinner over here. So
What were you on, a collection?
Yeah, we were on a collection.
Yeah. You could tell somebody else what you guys do. Maybe they'll believe you. Maybe they'll believe you. All right, go ahead. Okay, keep going.
We're trying to find a spot so that we could go out to eat.
Yeah.
And we're circling around. Of course, in Bay Ridge, there's nothing. And I said, you know what? Try the Avenue. So we come all the way around to 3rd Avenue to try right in front of the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's packed like it's 2019. There's wall-to-wall people outside. They're hanging over the side of the little thing that they built in the street for the
right.
for the tables. You know, the restaurants are making it 6 feet apart from front to back. But
right.
then there's a table right next to them. The virus can move sideways. It knows how to jump from table to table. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I don't understand. Joe, it would have made you sick to your stomach to see so many people packed on top of each other like that. And I get it. These restaurants got to make money. And
yeah, they're literally starving. I mean, you got to realize they put a couple of tables in front of their place. You're only talking, they're bringing in maybe 13, 14% of their business.
Of course. And I get it.
A lot of money.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot more people are going to lose their lives.
And that's true.
If one place named Eggplant Rollatini's got to close down to keep everybody safe, I'd rather see it closed down.
Well, it depends where the eggplant rollatini is. I mean, there's some places I've had eggplant rollatini that I wouldn't mind going back to, but, you know. I've been cooking a lot in the yard. I've been making everything.
If you follow Joe Causey on Instagram, yeah, you know that he has his own grill for sausage and pepper now, and he stands out there like it's on the feast.
It's my flat top grill. You know what I made with that thing last week? I was so impressed with myself. I took pictures of this thing. It was beautiful. I made my own lo mein on this thing. I felt like I was one of those guys at Arirang, you know, throwing eggs up in the air. It was unbelievable.
Imagine going to Arirang with your family, waiting for the guy to come over.
And seeing me.
And you see Brooklyn's own Joe Causey, all 7 feet of him, come walking in behind the table.
We got mooshu parmesan for you today. And crazy, crazy, crazy. So how's Manhattan doing? How's everything in the city doing right now?
Hey, am I the only one out of the three of us that's going into the city every day?
I go from time to time. I check it around. You know, I do.
For what?
Do I tell you everything in your personal life?
What about you, Lou? Have you been going in?
Yeah, I was in all last week. I got to see it firsthand. Yeah.
It's awful.
Now, your girlfriend must be going nuts with all the stores closed down in Soho. Where is she? And I know she's not shopping online. What is she doing?
We gotta have her on. You like to really rip on her.
I'm not ripping. I'm concerned because she loves to shop and you love to follow. And you must be like two deers in the middle of the night on the Garden State Parkway in the dark.
You know, it's funny that you're even on FaceTime here for this Zoom call to record the Brooklyn Zone podcast, because I didn't think they got service in the back of a Home Goods, which is where you usually are. Holding all of your wife's bags.
No. No, we changed. Now we're at TJ Maxx.
Oh, because it's open again, right?
Yeah, she loves that store.
What about
Hold on a second. I stay outside. Let me ring the bell here, because round one is about to begin. And you guys are going to go, what, how many, 10 rounds? Let's see who survived this. Go.
Let me say one thing. I don't go in the store when she goes there. I'm outside.
Oh, my God.
I'm outside.
I could smell the bullshit from
my
house.
No, it's serious. It's serious. I'm outside because I'm with the dog. I'm not going to bring the dog in there. I don't want nobody touching my dog.
I've never seen Joe out shopping in Staten Island. My mom has. And the only thing that I can picture it as is that you see his head over all of the aisles, because he's taller than all of the aisles. So I could just picture his wife walking through the aisles, and then him in a nice sweatsuit right behind her.
All right, listen, we're right in the middle of summer, right? We're coming to the end of July. Uh-huh. Any vacations for you, Aunt? Where are you going? Anywhere?
It's killing me. It's killing me. But this is one summer.
Because you're a jet setter. I mean, you've been everywhere.
Joe, I'd spend my last dollar on getting on a plane, and I'm petrified to get on a plane. I will not breathe in the same air as 70 other people for 3 hours. I mean, you look online, it costs like $300 to have two people in Mexico right now for a week. Like,
so go on a staycation, get in the car, go set your car to something, sit back, go to sleep, because you don't drive it anyway, and take that self-driving car, you know, go 200 miles away from the city, you know, with you and Denise there, and have a good time.
Denise. Her name is Stephanie.
Stephanie, yeah. I mean, you could do a staycation. You don't have to run away somewhere.
But I don't think that the hotels around here, even for the staycation, are doing a good job at cleaning up everything.
Well, that's why you got to go out of the city. You got to get out of the city.
He's
go
waiting.
Up, go
He's
up to the north.
For me to say, what about Villa Roma?
Not even Villa Roma. You could go down the shore. You can go to, you know, Ocean City, upstate to the Adirondacks, you know.
I don't belong over there.
Get off the island.
Do you think me and Denise belong in the Adirondacks?
I think so. You look like naturist, both of you, you know. I could see you and her, you know, walking around the wildflowers, you know. I could see that.
No, I'm good. I'm waiting it out. I am not going on vacation anytime soon, and it kills me about that.
What do you guys think about sports right now? What's going on? Lou must be going crazy, Lucas. You're a big baseball guy, right?
This is exciting. I can't wait. Baseball's back. This is unbelievable.
I know, but it's like no one's in the stands. I mean, I feel bad for the players. I mean, are they going to have, like, canned, like, roaring from fans while they're playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's all artificial noise. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's
unbelievable. Someone hits a home run, you're going to hear fake crowds. Yeah. Screaming.
That's crazy.
Insane. Isn't it weird? Like, you look at an old game now, or you watch an old movie with, like, a crowd of people or something like that, and it looks weird to us now.
I know. I don't know. I don't know when it's going to come back. You know,
it'll never go back to that. It'll never go back to that fully.
You know, it's got to. There's too many people depend on it, you know?
Why, you think...
What is Steve Summers going to talk about?
Who the hell is Steve Summers?
Well, listen to this guy, Lou. Will you listen to him?
He doesn't know sports.
All he knows is the January white sales. That's to him and his girlfriend. He doesn't know sports, this guy.
Hey, that's another thing going away. They're not doing Black Friday this year.
No?
No. Walmart already backed out of it for the year.
Because of crowds.
Yeah. They don't want crowds to form. And if Walmart's not doing it, that's like the epicenter of Black Friday. So I don't think
And Walmart's going to be closed on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which is like unheard of. They've always been open on Thanksgiving.
You could stay home and eat more Monegote this year instead of getting ready to go out. Do you go Black Friday shopping or no?
No. Never.
Well,
never
in a million. It's like a sin, right?
No, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Why? It's fun.
I don't want to deal with all those crowds and everything. You know, I think I went out once on a Black Friday and I picked up a TV for like an unheard of price.
He cracked the guy in the face and walked out of Walmart with it.
No, my TV blew out. My TV went out on me on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oof.
And I ran out. I went out on Black Friday and I went, I forgot where I bought it, but I got like a 65-inch for like $1,000.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah, it was so cheap. Yeah. You know, TVs are cheap right now.
Oh, they're crazy. Listen, here's a little hack for you. If you go into a place like Best Buy or PC Richard right now, they're taking all of the TVs that were on the wall have been up there since March.
Right.
Now, if you know anything about these stores, they take those TVs down and replace them every week so that they look in the best shape that they can.
Right.
And they have the newest model up on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Well, all of those TVs that were stuck to the wall since March and that have just been sitting there on and burning the entire time, they're selling them for like 70% off. So you can walk into a Best Buy or PC Richards right now and ask for one of the floor models.
No, I don't do that. I don't want to.
Yeah, it's been on since March, but it still looks fine.
I don't want anybody touching my TV before I get my TV.
Are you kidding me? You want to know 70% off?
You want to know what a psycho nutcase I am? I will not read the paper if someone else read it before I put my hands on it.
Of course not. I get that.
Because I like to read a fresh newspaper.
Not to mention the people lick their finger before they turn the page.
No, that's not it. It's not a germ thing. I don't like reading newspapers that were already read.
Oh,
it's a thing.
Right.
It's a psychological thing.
What if I put a plastic sticker on top of the TV that you could peel off yourself?
No, I don't like anything used like that. I got to have it new. And I'm not like a Howie Mandel nutcase. I'm not like that. I just don't like somebody reading my newspaper.
Come on, you got to have a price. What's the percentage off where you say, all right, I'll take it? 90%
No, there is no percentage.
97% off?
No. You wouldn't take a 70-inch TV for $300?
Let me tell you something. When I walk into a store like this, I have those guys trembling on the floor. I almost punched a guy at an appliance store in Jersey one time because I walked in, true story. I don't want to tell you the name of this place. They're not even around anymore. But I walked in. Everybody used to go to this place in Jersey for their appliances. It was a big appliance place. They're not even in business anymore.
All right, so you're walking into JCPenney.
And as soon as you walk into these stores, you know what happens. They come flocking around you like seagulls at a beach, you know, with a hot dog in the sand. That's how they are, all right? And I tell the guy, I said, look, buddy, I'm looking around. When I see something I like, you know, I'll come back and I'll get you. But let me look around. Don't breathe down my neck. Leave me alone. So I'm walking around, right? So I'm looking at this TV and that TV and blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, this other salesman comes up and starts talking to me. And can I help you? I said, no, buddy, I'm looking around. The other guy sees me talking to him, comes over, gives me an attitude. Let me tell you something. It was like World War III. It was World War III. They wound up giving me, already, I bought the TV. They gave me a whole entertainment unit to put it on for nothing. For nothing.
You see what happens when you intimidate someone because you're 8 feet tall?
I wasn't intimidated. I'm like, don't treat people like that. Don't, you know, I hate that. Like you walk into a furniture store. Uh-huh. That's why I'd rather deal stuff online. You know, I'd rather deal with stuff online.
So Joe's waiting for Cyber Monday.
No,
he's
no.
He doesn't need any of it.
No, I don't need that.
I find it very hard to believe that you won't take a TV for 70% off.
I won't do it. Won't do it.
I don't believe you.
If somebody touched, I don't do that open box thing. Yet. Come on, man. You're rolling in cash and you're dealing with open box stuff.
Rolling with cash. Rolling.
Stop
in,
it.
Yeah, rolling in singles.
Stop
that's
the it. Oh, this guy. You've got what a cover going. You should be an actor. You should be an actor.
Why?
Because you have the greatest cover going anywhere. I'd see
cover.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I get paid?
Stop it. Stop it. Don't even start with that bullshit again, all right? Don't even start, okay? I know what you get paid. You don't know what I get paid, but I know what you get paid.
I make Nike look like a good job.
Really?
The sweatshops.
What kind of sneakers you wear? What kind of sneakers you wear?
I'm just kidding. Nike. Nike.
How many you got in the closet? Come on. You got one of those walk-in closet with the sneakers, and don't say you don't.
I wish I had a walk-in closet.
Don't say you don't.
Nope, I don't.
Come on.
I swear, I don't.
Come on. I know you.
Why the hell would I have a walk-in closet?
I have.
Now,
of course you do. I know. I've seen your wife's walk-in closet.
Yeah, she's very proud of it.
You weren't even home at the time, but I'm only kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm what? Only kidding.
I can't believe you went there.
Come on, I had to go with that. I had to
do
that.
That was a softball.
But his wife's really got a nice walk-in closet. It's at the top of the stairs, I remember, right, Lou?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beautiful, yeah. You can live in there. It's so big.
I can't wait till Lewis's wife hears that.
She bought that house for that closet.
100%.
Yep. You know, like people buy a house, a basement, I love it. This is what we want, the house. People are looking, look at the size of this bedroom. You can put a bocce court in it. She bought that house for that walk-in closet.
It was a selling point for sure.
I'm like that with my yard. Speaking of my yard, my tomatoes are amazing this year.
Nice. You going to make a little sauce with them?
Well, because right now there's a lot of tomato rot going on. You heard about this?
No. What do you mean?
With the weather and the heavy rainstorms that we got, something happened this year, and a lot of tomatoes got this tomato rot, where the bottom of tomatoes get like a fungus on the bottom.
Uh-oh.
Thank God I got the right stuff. I mixed some calcium up, threw it in there, and I got tomatoes that are unbelievable. My Bosley Gar, forget about it. Forget about it. I got leaves the size of softballs. These things are amazing, you know?
Beautiful. And you're gonna make some sauce.
No, I'm very happy. I even have my grandson watering it with me, you know? I felt like Vito nice Corleone picture. In The Godfather, you
I
know?
I saw a nice picture on your Instagram of your grandson helping you water the tomato and basil.
I was like Marlon Brando at the end of The Godfather with him watering my tomato plants, you know?
My grandpa takes a lot of pride in that. He's in the backyard every day, even if it rains. He's in the backyard checking on his basil and his tomato.
Right now, if you don't water that basil at least 2-3 times a day, it's going to dry up on you with this heat. You got to get out there. You have to get out there and get your hands in the earth, Ant. You've got to get back to reality and get away from this fairy tale world between you and your girlfriend. You've got to get back.
He starts on this.
I'm going to be really serious with you right now. I'm talking on an old school standard. You've got to come back to reality. Forget about that car. Go get a regular basic get a Buick or something like that, all right? All right. Stop all this millennial crap. You know, shave that beard. All right. It's the summertime. You don't need the beard anymore. All right. I mean, you've got to get back to reality, Ant.
So what you want me to do? Let me just.
I want you to get back. I want you to get back to old school. I want you to get out there. Wash all your family's cars. No sleep until 1 o'clock in the afternoon every day.
Okay.
Get out there. Spray hose that sidewalk. Make sure it's spotting. You know what I mean?
just so that I'm clear.
I just want you to be clear.
Today.
I want you to be today. No,
you've got to.
I know you, and you need a little guidance in life. And I feel this is my job to guide you in this. And when we're back to reality again and back to the real world, yeah. I'm going to school you the right way.
All right.
So matter of fact, the next time you're out, I'm going to come by your house and I'm going to drag you before I go to the Verrazano Cadillac Club get together in Great Kills. And I want you to hang out with the guys. And I want they're going to school you. I'm going to make them school you.
I think my car is nicer than a Cadillac.
No. You're definitely wrong there. I'm going to make them school you.
All right, so then
on how to be old school.
What you're telling me is I gotta really change my act, and I gotta trade in my Tesla for a Buick.
Right, I want you to change your act because we're gonna change this whole thing. All right.
All right. Listen, you know what? I gotta go because I gotta go to the dealership and trade in my brand new car for a 2008 Buick.
There you go.
I'm Intern Anthony from the All New 102.7,
and I'm Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS FM with our producer Louie, and we will catch you next time on the Brooklyn's Own podcast. Have a great week, stay safe, and we'll see you next time, everybody.
It's the Brooklyn's Own podcast on Radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.